Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
And Vince.
Welcome back to the Ben and Vince Show.
Starting off a new season, season 5. Real excited.
Season 5. Wow. I don't remember anything that happened in the previous 4 seasons. So, nor what happened to me in that previous 4 seasons hotel I stayed in. So, starting fresh, as far as I know.
Personally, I don't remember any of the songs by the 4 seasons.
Yeah, so we're starting fresh, or that might just be starting the same as we always have. Who knows?
Probably that.
After 100 episodes, why does it still seem like every time we do one, it just barely happens?
What do you mean?
it's always like... I can do it, but only on that day. That is today. What day is it?
It was so ridiculous trying to schedule this podcast. That was the most confusing text message or signal message conversation I've ever had.
Those are texts. Wait, is that not MMS?
What?
Is signal not MMS or SMS?
No, it's like, it's its own thing,
but
it's encrypted end to end, you know?
Right. But it doesn't use SMS underneath somehow.
I'm pretty sure it uses data.
Yeah, right. That would make sense. But then why does it still tell me when I'm going over like 160 characters or whatever that it's splitting it into two?
Well, okay. If you're using that as your main messaging app, and you text someone who doesn't have Signal, then it sends an SMS.
Right. Okay.
Or you can be like me and just have a different app for every single person that you talk to.
That's kind of how it is at work right now, but we don't have to go into that. So how's it going?
It's all right. Can I just take a minute and bitch about Chris Christie?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's... that. I think we're all doing that unconsciously, at least.
So, as you know, we've been doing this podcast for like 100 episodes. You know, I don't know when was the last time
at this point.
What?
At 100.1 by now.
Yeah. So I think we've demonstrated, we've proven that we're a successful podcast.
Yeah.
And we're dedicated to podcasting in the state of New Jersey.
And,
you know, I don't know when was the last time we got a new studio, but you know, the shelf life of these studios is like 6 months now. This one's totally obsolete. And so, you know, I told him it's time for us to get a new studio, and he doesn't want to pay for it.
He doesn't?
No. And I'm like, do you realize how much revenue, like, tax dollars, tourism that we're bringing to New Jersey just by being here above the Newark airport.
Right.
And yeah. I'm not going to pay for your new studio, whatever. So, I mean, I told him, like, if he doesn't want to pay for it, like, if he's going to try and play hardball or bridge ball or whatever, like, you know, we're going to just move and relocate to another state.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't involved in any of these negotiations. I know you're in charge now or something. My vague unconscious memory is correct. But, yeah, I mean, I'd agree with you 100%. Like, if he's not going to pay for it, you know, like, what's keeping us here?
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you know, I know we have a lot of fans here in New Jersey. And,
right.
You know, try to remain loyal and, you know, but it's not our fault, you know. These taxpayers are the ones that want us to stay here, and he's not respecting their will.
No. So, I mean, have you scoped out any new locations?
Yeah, there's a lot of interest from Oklahoma City, it turns out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a very central state. Sort of like halfway between the two coasts, almost.
Yeah. It's
wow.
Almost exactly, or it is exactly in between the two coasts, depending on where you start and end on those two coasts.
So, like, if you were to start around Washington, D.C. on the eastern coast.
Yeah.
What would be the diametrically opposite Oklahoma City on the other coast?
Well, I don't know if there's more than one diametric. I mean, because, you know, you're like on I-30 or something, I-20, something like that.
In Oklahoma?
Yeah.
No. Or, okay.
I mean, you go down, you're coming down I-44 or whatever. And then I forget what the one is that goes east-west there.
Okay.
So, I mean, from there, it might take the same amount of time to get to, like, a couple different places. But it definitely takes the same amount of time to get to Los Angeles.
Okay.
I mean, depending on where you're going in Los Angeles, there's a lot of traffic, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, I mean, Maybe it might not be Oklahoma City, but the state of Oklahoma is on board.
Mm.
So, you know, if we end up in, I don't know, Moore, or I don't know any other, Norman, Stillwater. It's not going to be Stillwater. It's too far.
Very interesting. Yeah, I mean, these all sound like great locations to be midway between one place and one other place. So that's very exciting. When was that decided?
Well, it hasn't been decided, you know, I mean,
sure.
We're just talking to different states, but that's the one that's really drawing the most interest. And if Chris Christie doesn't pay up, what's a more politically correct way to put that? If he doesn't subsidize the ongoing revenue generation vis-a-vis obscureporn.com, then, you know, maybe we have to go out there. But, you know, it's going to be like one of these things where, you know, we say we're going out there, and we tell all the fans that we're leaving, but then we don't actually leave for, you know, a few months. Or, I mean, it's not going to be as bad as the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, but are you saying we might use Oklahoma as leverage to negotiate with Chris Christie to keep us here?
I mean, that's the whole idea of it. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm very serious about this, and I'm more than willing to pull the trigger and, you know, go out west.
Yeah, no, I mean, Oklahoma City or wherever in Oklahoma is, you know, that's a great place. So, you know, why wouldn't you be serious?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm serious.
Well, cool. When we would be like graduating to better equipment?
It's like at the end of the podcasting season, or you know, at the start of the next podcasting season, which by that I don't mean like, you know, season 6 of the Venom show. I just
that's
mean
probably
like,
gonna be 20 years from now or something.
You know, oh, look at this weather, it's podcasting season.
Okay,
so that, you know, it'll be that would be around you know, late summer, early fall. You know, we're gonna do this 10th anniversary.
Yeah,
coming
we'll,
up.
We'll give them that. You know,
maybe we'll give them that.
All right. Well, that might be yet another bargaining chip.
Yeah. Yeah.
But well, exciting.
Yeah.
Big news.
Well, I mean, you know. Well, write your local governor or whatever.
Yeah.
Is he still the governor? Have I just been negotiating with some guy who doesn't have any power?
I think he's in jail.
His ally went to jail.
Yeah, right.
I saw a headline that said, Christy Alley sentenced to 2 years in jail. I was like, Christy Alley? What happened to her?
Is that on purpose? She was always outspoken. She went a little too far.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah, let's, everybody, you know, yeah, if you want us to stay, yeah, write your governor, whoever that might be. You know, they can probably talk to Chris Christie. Or your local representatives.
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, we'll see how that plays out. Well, we'll have a, you know, we'll give you some updates on the next several episodes.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Anything else going on?
Yeah,
I know that's a
some
big deal.
Like stupid idiot that I work with is still using Firefox as a web browser.
Yeah, this I know a guy like that too. What a cool idiot that person must be.
Why are you doing that?
Well, you know, I started using Thunderbird, and
oh my god.
What's wrong with Firefox?
Oh my god,
I'm so out of it, right?
It's so like bloated and just leaks memory, and
it does seem like there was an update in the past couple months that made it much worse.
Every update makes it worse, and it's like, you know, they went like, okay, this is Firefox 4, this is Firefox 4.2.
Well, I thought that was because Chrome did that same thing.
No, Chrome was just like, okay, here we go. We're doing updates. And Firefox is like, oh no, we have to release updates, you know, constantly, and they all suck. Yeah, it's bad.
All right. I mean,
I should be using Microsoft Edge or no, wait. Did they rename it back to Internet Explorer?
Did they?
I don't know.
I think it's Edge. Yeah, maybe I should be using.
There is.
You know, it's optimized for the Windows 10 tablet experience, or whatever.
I just bought a Dell computer.
You got a Dell?
Well, I bought it.
You got a Dell?
It hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, what kind of Dell?
XPS 13.
Are you trying to like play games or something?
No, it's not a gaming laptop.
Are you just trying to run really huge Excel spreadsheets?
Yeah, probably that. I mean, it doesn't have a dedicated graphics card, so.
Oh.
But it does have 8 gigabytes of RAM, so that's something.
Okay. I'm like, I haven't bought a computer in a while, so I'm like, I feel like all the machines I use at work are like 16 gigs or like 60 gigs. Yeah, more like
I mean, I don't know. The computer that I have now is 4 gigs, and that was like a pretty good amount when I bought it.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Cool. Well, you know, shout out to Michael Dell or whatever his name is. You know, the PC business is thriving.
Is that true? Is that because Steve Jobs died?
Yeah, right. Wait, how come you didn't get a Mac?
Well, the computer was not for me. It was for Amanda.
And, I see.
It's required that she have a PC.
Interesting. Even
with specifically 32-bit version of Microsoft Office for some reason.
Are you kidding? Why?
I don't know.
Wait, but isn't it a personal, like, not as in not a work computer?
Yeah, well, I mean, is this business or is it personal? You know, we gotta get our MBA.
I see. So it's both. How does Amanda feel about Oklahoma City?
I don't know. Has she ever been on the podcast? I don't think she's going to go there.
Well, I mean, okay, then. Wow, okay, then how about you commuting to Oklahoma City to do the podcast?
Yeah, excited about
okay.
it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean,
right, what else, you know, there's no other option. You know, what are you going to be other than excited?
Yeah, I mean, it's very exciting. Should be a nice couple.
Right. What else did I have to talk about today? Well, I heard that some of our fans have been calling in. What I mean is, I see a light blinking on the phone line.
All right. Yeah, whoever's on hold, let's stay on hold. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and take your phone
call. Just hold on. I hope you're not, like, on hold.
Oh, it's like 20 minutes into the show, and we haven't given out the phone number yet.
Oh, wow. Somebody remembered it, though, so that's good.
Yeah, would you like to give it out?
240, damn it. 864?
No.
No. 7? No.
No.
2-3? No.
862-234-0491.
I was, like, really close.
Yeah, so close.
Yeah. In almost every way. Okay, 862-234-0491 is the number. And so, yeah, person on hold right now, you can get back to, like, boiling your eggs or whatever, and we'll hear back from you in a little bit.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico? I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hit it. This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere.
All right, welcome back. A good break. I'm taking, making sure to take a long look at the hallways of our studio. You know, it might be some of the last few times we're here, so I'm really gonna miss that gumball machine outside our studio door.
It's yours?
Yeah. No, it's not mine. that's why I'm gonna miss it. If it was mine, I would just take it.
Oh yeah, I like that. I'm taking this chair.
Yeah. That's. Maybe that is yours. I can't remember what we talked about last time.
I made it my own.
Okay, that is not great. Yeah, it was always, there's one special gumball in there that I was always trying to get, but
so
I don't even like
it.
Gumballs. I think it's like polka dots. Or also there's like spider inside or something.
Oh, did you hear the news about spiders?
Now they're gonna eat everyone?
Yeah. It's only gonna take them a year.
I mean, if they just start right now.
I'm telling you, this is revenge for that 7-Eleven spider sub.
What was that? Oh, you know, our advertisement?
Spider your way on down.
How is it revenge?
Or is that
made them into
spider
a sub?
Spider on down.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that a sub full of spiders? Or was it just called spider?
I thought it had webs on it.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I don't know. They probably don't like that either.
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say this is news, right? This is just like we figured it out. But if they wanted to do it, they could have been doing it all along.
Gotta be strategic.
Yeah. Okay. I see. So we intercepted some transmissions between the spiders. That's like, okay. There's, I think there's enough of us.
There's a lot of chatter.
Yeah. A lot of chatter. We may have incidentally picked up some spider communications when they were talking to some caterpillars or something. Well, let's get back to that blinking light over there.
All right, yeah, let's get into some phone calls. Let me see if
so,
I can
yeah,
figure
this
out how
is
to
where
work this thing.
You get a chance to talk about what's on your mind.
862-234-0491. Anytime
yeah,
you want to call.
That's what's on my mind right now.
The Veterans Show. Just let us know. What's
yeah, just
on.
Like boop, 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 boop. Like that.
Alright. Hold on. I gotta punch some buttons here.
And caller, you are on the air. Caller.
Hey, this is Sam. I'm just calling to make sure that this is the right number. I'm sitting in the theater with Ben and Diane. We're about to watch Rogue One.
I don't think that's right.
So, yeah, my number is 240. Just give me a call when you get this. And have a good episode.
We're talking to you right now. He hung up.
I don't know if he really wanted to give out his number in the
I don't know if that caller understood the idea of calling into a show.
I don't really know if he wanted to give out his number on the air.
I think he did. I think he definitely did.
Maybe we'll bleep that out.
We'll use one of those Men in Black devices to bleep everyone's memory who's listening to this live right now.
So you guys went and saw what the voicemail thing has transcribed as Road One?
What voicemail thing? What it transcribed? What do you mean? Oh, you mean the live speech to text ticker that we had running as that caller was talking?
Yeah, that's it's an ADA requirement.
Which one of us is D in this situation? I guess he's like speaking in, you know, like the historic past or wait, the opposite of the historic present. Or maybe it's the same as the historic present. Whatever. In the past, we did go see Highway 1 or whatever. It was good. Did you see that?
No, I saw the actual one that was canon.
You mean A New Hope?
I don't know. Is that what it was called?
The sequel to Rogue One?
No. Whatever. The one with the girl and the little ball robot.
Oh, wait. Why is it not canon?
No. I thought Rogue One was not canon.
It is. You didn't see it.
Yeah, because I thought it wasn't canon.
Yeah, it is. Wait, I mean, what? I mean, well, first of all, who cares? But second of all, I mean, it's a movie that came out, so it's good.
Is that people care?
Right. Okay. Well. Yeah. No. I mean, like, why would they put out a movie now that was already not canon?
So people will go see it and they make money.
Right, but like, no, they wouldn't go see it. Like, you did not go see it.
Well, right, because I'm not trying to go see fake Star Wars movies. I'm not trying to go see any Star Wars movies, really. I watched the other one on a plane.
I see. That's like what I did with John Wick.
Oh, that movie. Did you see John Wick 2?
No.
I want to see it.
As good as the first one?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Because it's not canon.
Well, you didn't like the first one?
It was fine.
So good. I thought it was going to be bad. Because I don't really take Keanu seriously. But then everyone online kept talking about how good it was.
Yeah, everyone around me kept talking about how good it was. So it was like super hyped up. And then like it was fine.
No, it was good.
Not enjoy
it. It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. If you have an opinion about John Wick, call in. It's 862-234-0491.
Mm-hmm. And then it like extension John Wick if you have something to say about that.
Yeah, so when the voice says like, you know, para español, whatever, just say John Wick and then it'll connect you.
That's it. If you're all done, say John Wick. Or just hang up. So how come you didn't see the second one yet?
I'm busy. Yeah. I don't have anyone to see movies with.
Yeah, I've had that problem too. But I did see Get Out and Logan recently, so that was good.
Nice.
Wait, did you see either of those?
Not yet.
No, you don't have anyone to see movies with. Okay. I'll give my review.
Don't spoil it.
Okay. Then I will say that they ran for a length of time and ended, and I left the theater.
I heard Logan was surprisingly good.
Yeah. That's what I heard, and then I would say it was, like, unsurprisingly fine.
Did you think there was too much gore?
No. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Did you think wished all the other X-Men movies had that much gore?
No. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't care that much about Wolverine as a character. Like, I think why people wanted to see more gore, because, you know, he's supposed to be, like, really vicious. You know, that's like his character.
Okay.
But like, I don't care that much either way. I mean, he's cool. I don't know. It was fine. Like, it was good. I don't know. Professor X was really good. I think he was my favorite part.
Is it Patrick Stewart still?
Yeah.
Was Logan still Jack Human?
Yes. Yeah, he is. And like, you know, he's old, you know, that's the point. But then I saw they like actually like did some CGI to make him look even older.
Wow.
I was like, well, what's the point? I mean,
sounds expensive.
He probably looks old enough. Yeah, right. Like, I mean, just don't do whatever normal Hollywood magic would normally do to like make him look way younger than he actually is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Get Out was really good. Although I guess I'm just like a huge wuss. So I was scared, but I guess now that it's been a little while, I feel good that I saw it. So that's my review without spoiling anything.
Some girl I work with who doesn't like horror movies said she saw it and it wasn't that scary.
You see, exactly. I would say that like a lot of it, you know, there's like kind of a twist or whatever, or like a lot of it from the beginning where you're just like scared because you don't know what's going on. it does make a lot of sense once you like know what's going on. But some things it was like, well, that was actually just scary to be scary and for no other reason.
Nice.
But yeah. Anyway, it was scary, so shut up.
All right, let's get into some more phone calls.
Oh, wow, the light is lighting up again. All right, so far we've had... Was that same guy who we tried to be a guest host one time?
Yeah.
Last episode?
Yeah.
Boy, what were we thinking?
Our good friend, Stan.
Oh, okay, that guy. Yeah. If I was going to do a podcast with him, I think our studio would be somewhere in, like, I don't know.
Kensington?
Missouri? No, where's Missouri?
Oh, right.
Anyway. Yeah, somewhere else. Somewhere, like...
Where is he? Denver?
What?
Where is he at? Denver?
Well, not yet, but I think, yeah, he will be.
Yeah. I don't know. He'd probably be in Springfield, Illinois.
Really?
I'm Googling it.
Isn't that too far north?
Hold on.
Let me open up a map here. Let me just pull down
Oh, that might be too far north. Yeah. Right? I always confuse Colorado and Wyoming.
Hold on. Okay.
No. Okay. 1646. Am I going through Springfield here?
Oh, I guess Illinois is farther south than I think.
You don't go through Springfield.
But yeah, actually, I think I was like pretty right on with Missouri, or maybe like the Missouri-Illinois border. I'm surprised I know where Missouri is, actually.
Oh my god, are you one of those people?
No, I just never, like, that one, I get confused. I mean, yeah, but turns out I was right.
What's half of 1646?
823.
Yeah, so it's gonna be like Chesterfield, Missouri, or something like that.
There you go, Chesterfield, Missouri. Shout out.
Yeah, I've been there.
Really, Chesterfield, Missouri?
Yeah. They got a movie theater with a really big screen.
Like IMAX?
No, it's not IMAX. It's like...
So it's like not as good as IMAX, is what you're saying. They have a theater in Chesterfield, like, that's like worse than IMAX.
They specifically make the roof like tilt up on one side so that you can see from outside that the screen is really big.
Wait, doesn't that interfere with watching the movie inside?
No. How would it interfere?
The lights coming in?
No, the walls go around and like...
Oh, you're just saying like they made the roof so you can tell where the screen is.
Yeah.
And how tall it is. That's cool. They should do that on more theaters. I feel like I can never... I'm always like, how does the screen fit in this theater when you see it from the outside? Usually it's like you go downstairs or something.
That's the Werenberg Theater, by the way.
Werenberg. Why do I know about Werenberg? Were you talking about that?
Werenberg Theaters.
Yeah, what about that? Why do I know that? Great.
Werenberg Theater, Chesterfield, Galaxy 14.
Galaxy, nice.
We go to the street view so I can see where the roof is at. Ceiling is the roof. Where's the... The wrong way.
I mean, did you see it in person?
I saw it in person. Here it is.
Really... Oh, yeah. That does look really huge, even from the outside. I'm enticed. I want to
look, it even says on the outside of the building, Mega Screen.
Mega Screen. But, like, it's still not as big as IMAX, right?
Ba, 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 ba.
It's like I average.
I put this in here. There we go.
This light has been blinking for a long time.
Oh, okay, yeah, hold on.
All right. Caller, get ready.
Hold on. Wait, I lost my place. Here we go.
Keep getting ready.
Hold on. Where's the machine?
Don't freak out.
I went to the wrong screen. Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right. Hello, Ben and Vince Show.
Hey, this is Michael, Michael Stamm. You may remember me, like, you know, I had a tryout to be a host on the show, and
we're talking about that.
You know, I thought we had a really good time, and I really thought I would get to, you know, host the show again.
It was okay.
You know, actually, you know, if you want me to do something different, like, you know, I was just trying to be myself, but like, I can be whatever you want me to be, okay?
No, you were yourself. I really think that's what we wanted.
That I deserve a second chance. Like, you know, I thought you said that we were gonna, you know, that I was gonna do that again, that I was gonna host the show again. And, you know, if I had realized that, you know, that was the last time I was ever gonna be on the show, like, you know, I feel like it's just not fair. Like, I feel like you really should give me a second chance. Anyway, you have my number, so call me back.
All right. Sorry, caller. I guess there was a misunderstanding. Yeah, so that's confirming what I said before, my hazy memory of that we had that guy on as a tryout host. Yeah, if you all remember from episode 100, you know, Michael Stamm was on there to, I guess I'll say, mixed reviews from the two main hosts of the show.
I thought he was pretty good.
Right, so that was one, and then I thought he was, like, the worst person I've ever talked to, so that was how they were mixed.
I don't know how that's possible, since you talk to me all the time.
Yeah, you're, like, second worst. Well, you're, like, the worst, so I guess you're both the worst. No, you're worse. Okay. So I was just using some hyperbole there, but...
it's a professional technique.
Yeah, the hyperbole, the double entendre, these are all tricks of the trade that you learn in podcasting school, which it was evident that Michael Stamm had never attended or probably even heard of. So, I mean, we appreciate his effort. I mean, right, Vince, like, you know, we were glad to have him on, but, I mean, really, like...
I don't know why he's talking about... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't know why he's talking about being the last time that he's going to be on the show. I mean, we have guest hosts all the time. I think he's probably the most frequent guest that that we've ever had.
Is this a cry for help?
For me?
Is he saying this is the last time he's going to do anything?
Well, okay, he's calling again, so let's see what he has to say.
Oh, good. Oh, phew. I was getting pretty scared there. Caller.
Hello, Ben and Vince Show.
Oh God.
Hey, look, you know, I just want to say, I think this is really unfair. Like,
good to hear your voice again.
I feel like normally when you let someone, you know, try to be a host on your show, like don't I deserve at least like a call or even like I would accept a text, you know? But I just just to cut me off completely. It's just not cool. It's not fair. Okay, you know, and you know, I'm a human being too, and I have feelings and I have needs and. And I just can't believe that, you know, I thought you guys were really nice. I thought you were nice guys, and I don't know. I guess I just expected more from you. I guess that's all. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Wow. Okay. Well, that's clearly some... he clearly has the wrong read on us, I would say, if he thought we were nice. I mean, I don't know, Vince. Do you think we need to alert the authorities?
What? Why? Because we're mean or whatever?
Yeah. That someone thinks we're mean?
I don't want to alert the authority on myself.
What?
I don't want to alert the authority on myself.
What if you were the authority?
If I was the authority, then I would pay for a new studio for the Ben and Vince Show. But since I'm not, then I have to go and... you know, go talk to another authority. It's all very complex.
Right. Yeah, I mean, self-employment, you know, that's what you gotta do. Or employment by a big corporation. That helps. That works too. Yeah, again, I mean, I don't know what to say to our guest host, or, you know, temporary guest host. Other than, yeah, I mean, after these calls, you are definitely never coming on the show again.
No, it's not true. So, it's not true.
I mean, okay. Maybe once we're in Oklahoma City where, you know, I would feel safer having you in the studio.
Wait, why?
You know, it's they have open carry laws there, or closed, or anything.
It's always guns with you.
I mean, the point is, like, you know, Vince is back. Vince is here. You know, we didn't end up needing. That was kind of the whole point. Maybe that's what you're missing. that was the whole point of that 100th episode.
Didn't anticipate this much fallout, did you, when you tried to fire me?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Turns out people are fans of you. That doesn't make any sense. By the way, to that one guy who keeps commenting on our podcast episodes, you know, we appreciate your attendance, I guess. We, you know, everyone knows you love the show and you just won't admit it. So, and second of all, we're never having you on. I mean, come on. I hate it when creators start interacting with the fans too much, you know, like I'm doing right now. So, yeah. Well, just wanted to
fancy yourself a creator, huh?
That's right. Content. Putting out content.
I love the content.
That's what it's all about. The more content, the better. What's some of your favorite content?
Just all of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like,
I'm in love with the content.
It's like, it's not even which content. It's like how much content. That's what's the best. That's
inject the content directly into my veins.
Yeah. Wow. So much content. Oh, everywhere.
I love it.
We're in a golden age for content.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, some people might argue, you know, when it started, or, you know, is it too dark? But, you know, clearly this is the best that content has ever been. And it's only going to go out, continue, and get better.
Can't foresee any reason why it wouldn't.
That's how things work.
That's right.
They just go up and up and up and never come back down.
Yep.
In a crashing, catastrophic fashion.
That's right.
They only catastrophically keep increasing. So,
thanks for listening to our podcast.
Who are you addressing?
Just the listeners, everyone who's listening.
Right. Okay.
All right. Should you take another call?
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm honestly a little worried. You know what? If there are children in the room, you might not want to let them listen to this. But go ahead. Call.
Look, I know I only guest hosted your show one time, but look, I thought we really had a connection, and, you know, honestly, I know this was like, it's really forward of me to say this, but I thought you might have been the one. I thought you might have been the one show that I was going to guest host for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you're not even going to give me the dignity or the respect to call or text, then you know what? You can go fuck yourself and your fucking show, all right?
Oh, my God.
You know what? Don't ever talk to me again. Bye.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, good call by myself about the children. I mean,
what children?
For once, somebody thought of the children.
What children are you talking about?
That I told to leave the room before listening to that call.
Oh.
Because of the strong language.
Right. Well, I mean, I kind of mad now because I was getting ready to call him back. You know, just say hi, say what's up. But you know, he's kind of being rude a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just never be too hasty, you know? Never write someone off forever like that.
Yeah.
You never know when they're just like about to call you right back.
Call me up 3 times, 4 times in the span of, you know, 20 minutes or whatever. And you can say, don't talk to me or my son ever again. Whatever, like, it's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we dodged a bullet here. Imagine if we had brought this guy on.
Why you gotta talk so much trash about him?
I just hate him.
This is why they hate us. Because we're always out here just like saying bad stuff about them on the on the headphones or whatever where they can't defend themselves. We're impeaching their character.
Are you saying, you know, like
character? Whatever.
Impugning?
It's both.
Yeah. Right. are you saying that like hate breeds hate?
I'm saying cautions breed cautions.
What is that?
You know, when you have a caution, then there's going to be another caution.
Sure. That makes sense. You know, when you're trying to be careful about things, probably other people will too. But anyway, are you also saying that hating is bad?
Yeah, don't hate. Haters gonna hate.
Would you say that loving beats hating?
Haters gonna hate. And
go on.
Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
Great argument. Great argument. You, you're a national treasure for that phrase right there.
We're still a Declaration of Independence.
Right. There's nothing, you know, the best defense is living in a big city. That's what they always say.
Do you want, ringing again. There's another message coming in.
Oh man, I'm exhausted. All right, but put it through. Like, we need to hear from the people.
Ben Mitchell.
Hey, look, I'm sorry I cursed at you. Just give me another chance,
nice.
Okay? I know I can be like guest host.
Oh, was that all?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we appreciate the apology. I guess, I also apologize for, I don't know, something I probably did that someone didn't like or whatever. So sure. You know what? We'll have you on again, you know, whenever you want. Just,
maybe we just should call right now,
you know, 65 months in advance and we'll set it up.
Why don't we just call him right now?
We'll just, you know, no hard feelings and it'll be good. It'll be great. And it'll be just like we used to do it on last episode.
Maybe we should just call him right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe we should take a break first.
All right.
And then have a big reveal.
I don't know what's going to be revealed.
But... Right. I mean, it will reveal whether or not we were able to call him.
All right. Yes, correct.
Yeah, so get excited for that.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm your phone. Stuck down here between your seat and your console? Playing a little hide and seek.
Cold?
Warmer? Warmer?
Boiling. Jackpot. And if you've got cut-rate car insurance, you could be picking up these charges yourself.
So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Mayhem is everywhere. Are you in good hands?
Buddha bless this beat. That's a fool enough. That's a fool enough.
Yo. Chop shit. Nah. No. No. No, no. No. Up early in the morning trapping. Chop, chop. You can get them how you asking. Ask. How many chickens you can get them? Whichever way nigga trap turns Zaxby. Zax. I beat the pot with a passion. Beat it 100 up. 100 acres on a mansion. Match. I dab in the latest fashion. Eat it up. Bitches need a call casting. Yeah. Hey, put the back ends in the back.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Pardon My Take. Getting ready to call up Michael Stamm here.
Yeah, time for the big reveal.
What is this?
We'll just pick up that number.
627. No, hold on. That's my phone number.
862-234-0491.
Yeah, that's what you want to call if you're trying to call Venomous.
Yeah. That's me.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
This is Ben and Vince Show. Returning your call.
Wait, why am I on the air?
Because you told us to call you back.
A series of increasingly disturbing calls.
Did you guys listen to those?
Yeah, when you were just calling in, like in the last 20 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, but I didn't think you were listening.
Okay, maybe your headphone was on mute or something.
Yeah, probably. I gotta get this thing checked out.
Right. So, we appreciate your feedback.
I'm surprised you guys had me back on the show.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Well, at first, I was like, of course we're going to have
Ben
you back on
the show.
Did
Ben not know who Vince was calling?
I knew.
Wait, sorry, say that again?
Yeah, well, at first I was like, of course we're going to have you back on the show, but then you started being like, oh, fuck you, don't talk to me, and I was like, now we're never gonna have him back on the show.
I forgot about that. It was like so long, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then Ben was like, okay, let's not call him, and I was like, no, we gotta call him.
Vince is right. I never even wanted to think about you ever again.
Yeah, I didn't really want to think about you guys either, but I guess here we are.
You guys are so emotional.
Wow.
Wasn't that emotional?
Mr. Robot over here.
I feel like the guy Mr. Robot is super emotional.
I haven't watched it, but...
You seen that show, Stan?
No.
Okay.
But having not seen it, would you say he's super emotional?
He looks emotional. I just looked him up.
Maybe he's not emotional. He's just kind of like...
Antisocial.
He's very antisocial. He's a big millennial.
What? Are millennials antisocial?
Oh, millennials hate people.
Oh, it's Christian Slater?
No. Christian Slater is his dad.
Oh, no, Christian Slater is Mr. Robot. Wait, was that a spoiler?
No, that's not a spoiler.
Really? There's actually a character named Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Well, it's not his name, I guess. It's just, that's his dad, and... He wears a shirt that says Mr. Robot on it.
Where did he get that shirt?
Well, from when he ran a computer store called Mr. Robot.
I see. Is that part of a conspiracy, though?
Wait. Okay, so the guy is constantly struggling with, and then, social anxiety disorder, dissociative identity disorder, and clinical depression.
Yeah, so, that's millennials.
It seems a bit emotional. Yeah.
You diagnose him as emotional.
Don't you remember when the CEO of Carl's Jr. said that millennials hate people?
I don't remember that, but...
Does he call them at all? Sorry, what?
Stan, what'd you say?
What? I said, was that Herman Cain?
No, that's the pizza guy.
I know. He's Godfather Pizza.
Wait, is he?
Which I've never heard about.
Wait, actually, I don't know what that is.
It must be a regional thing.
Is it good?
Whatever. I don't know.
Well, there's two in DC.
Right, that's what we should do with the economy.
Wait, guys, there's one in something Virginia. It's not that far. Let's go.
Have either of you guys ever been to CeCe's Pizza?
Yeah, everybody's been to CeCe's Pizza.
I've never been there.
What the fuck?
I've heard it's really bad.
Yeah, I've never been there either.
It is really bad, but it's $5 all you can eat.
Exactly. Yeah.
It used to be $3 all you can eat.
In Florida, it's still $4. So we were saying we should do a road trip to Florida.
It sounds like worth it. Sense.
It totally makes sense.
The map checks out.
No, I've never been there. I mean, I kind of want to go.
How's that possible?
Yeah,
I feel like I didn't hear about it until I was like in college.
Did the one in Gaithersburg close?
No, it's still there. I mean, I've never.
Did Saddleland close?
Wait, did you guys ever go to the place in the mall? I think it was in the mall in White Flint, and it like had the food court, and there was like the big Italian guy, and he'd go, "Time to eat!" Like every hour on the hour.
That sounds.
I don't know that.
That sounds very.
Okay, well, I have like very vivid memories of this as a child, but I never went there after I was like 10.
You said it's a White Flint?
I think so.
Not anymore.
I think it's...
Yeah, the whole thing is gone now.
Why not that? But, you know, I assume you guys went there before it was destroyed at some point.
I mean, I have been to White Flint, but yeah, I do not remember the big fat Italian guy.
Well, it could have been Montgomery Mall, but I don't think so, because I've been there as an adult.
Well, they remodeled that one, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, maybe I should ask my mom. But yeah, there was this big chef, and there was like, he had all these statues like all around the food court, and then there was this clock that was like constantly ticking, and then it would go, "Time to eat." And I would always get pizza, and it was good memories.
Good memories. We may have talked about this on the podcast before, but do you remember that horrifying pig in Cap'n John Park?
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Porky Pig.
Porky the Litter Eater.
I don't remember that.
It was clearly voiced by like a PTSD veteran or something. It's like, don't feed me bottles or broken glass. It makes my stomach hurt. And you expect him to,
I don't
like,
know if I've been to Cap'n John's Park.
Never?
You put the trash in his mouth.
I probably have like maybe once, but that's closer to where you guys are than me.
Speak for yourself.
Sort of. It's not. It wasn't really close to me, but. Anyway, I mean,
you're right on that train. Remember the train?
The train, yeah, that was
the
awesome.
Best part.
Oh, the train sounds familiar.
I think they had that.
No, maybe I'm thinking of Glen Echo.
Whedon Regional Park. They had the train.
Whedon Park.
Whedon Regional Park.
Dude, I want to go back there, man. I remember that as a kid. It has like six huge slides.
Yeah.
I think what I remember about that one is it had a lot of those bouncy animals, you know, as I used to call them.
You mean the things that are at every single park everywhere?
Yeah, but I really like those for some reason.
Are you talking about
these,
like a horse?
Slides were like five stories high.
don't remember the slides.
Wait,
that sounds boring.
Are you talking about like a horse that's like on a spring or whatever?
Yeah, like a spring. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess you know, when I was like five or four or whatever, those were great.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to another episode of Ben's Playground Reviews.
Dude, I would love to do a show on that, but you can't really go anymore once you're past a certain age.
Well, I mean, there's...
Just go at midnight or something.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
I was just at a playground in West Virginia.
Oh, really? Wait.
Yeah.
Really? What kind of cool stuff do they have there?
They had like a fake train.
Well, they have
and
one of those
next to train tracks.
What they have?
So we like climbed on.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Well, there was like a train that was like not going anywhere, so we climbed on top of it, and then I climbed on top of the fake train, and then I planked on top of like the whole thing.
Planking?
Are you calling us from 2011?
Exactly. 2008.
Yeah, and then I couldn't get down, so.
So you just planked there until someone came to help you.
Wait, guys, there's a motion.
What?
I'm reading a motion right now in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of Florida in Miami Division. Okay, and the name of the motion is the case is Alexei Gubarev v. BuzzFeed. Okay. The name of the motion is Six Ways BuzzFeed Has Misled the Court, in parentheses. Number two will amaze you, ... and a picture of a kitten, !
Oh, my God.
Wait, like the kitten emoji, or like?
No, it's kitten spelled out, and it has a little one.
Oh, so like they literally wrote out a picture of a kitten.
Yeah, and then the footnote is, hereinafter referred to as plaintiff's opposition to defendant's motion to dismiss. And then in parentheses, the picture of a kitten can be found at Exhibit 41 to the Shiafar Declaration.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Is it, what's the content of it? Is it saying, like, BuzzFeed's headlines are, like, you know, is it just against the concept of clickbait or what?
Well, all I have is the first page.
Well, no, this guy, he's arguing against the motion to dismiss. We don't know the original.
Well, that's, the...
Well, wait, someone circled the title in red ink, so you can't really read the complete paragraph because it goes over, but it says, in a somewhat remarkable motion to dismiss, plaintiffs BuzzFeed and Ben Smith estimate, all I can see is the tomate, so it must be estimate, that their ties to F is all I can see, sparse that, so, okay, that their ties to blank are so sparse that collectively, they can barely find Florida on a map. Ties to Florida. Because they estimate that their ties to Florida are so sparse that collectively they can barely find Florida on a map, and that as a result, the present case should be dismissed for lack of jurisdiction or transferred to the Southern District of New York.
Let's go.
So it's a motion about jurisdiction.
I see. But, like, why? why so many jokes in these motions? Is that typical?
Everybody's got jokes.
I don't know.
Was this just like going around on Law Twitter or whatever?
two people have shared it that I'm friends with that are in law school.
Sounds like it's buzzing. What do they call it? OMG?
Tweeting?
Oh, yeah, they do have a thing. Is that still a thing? Oh, yeah. My friend changed my Facebook to Pirate Talk like a year ago, and I never changed it back. Mine just says Popular Booty.
Okay.
This is so stupid.
So I don't know what it is.
Aren't you on Facebook, relatively frequently?
Yeah, I know what all the things mean. I don't, sometimes the thing, so I can never tell if someone's gotten engaged or married or started a relationship. Because there was one that I was like, hey, do you know this guy, just got engaged? I was so surprised. And they're like, what? And they're like, no, he just started dating someone. And I was like, oh, I thought he got married.
You're operating at a higher level. You know, it's all the same. Why do we bother?
Here, wait, my friend just started dating someone. I want to see what it says. Oh, yeah, okay. So my friend just started dating someone, and it says, blank, tied up with scallywag, and then blank. So tied up with, doesn't that sound like married?
Yeah,
right,
but
down, yeah.
Is it like a heart icon?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was married, it would be a ring icon, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I got to find someone who just got married on here. Ben, how long ago? You never change your Facebook stuff.
Yeah, that's true. It should be like pretty, you know, not too far down my feed.
Yeah, it's all Diane sharing things on your wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, hey, there's me.
Oh yeah, maybe you said something too. Yeah, usually it's like people talking about Seinfeld.
Sister's wedding.
Well, okay, what about that one?
You mind if I put myself in your office? Huh? Oh.
Wait, no,
just pictures of the wedding.
Yeah, that wouldn't show up. That doesn't make sense.
Well, aren't you friends with Emma?
Yeah, I guess, but that was like back in November.
That's more recent than me, though.
Yeah, but considering how little you post on your wall.
I see, fine.
Okay, wait, here's a post of your wedding.
I think I'm pretty sure I updated the status.
Before? Or after?
No, I mean, but it'll say, after. Like, you know, Ben got married.
Right, it should have a post of it. But all I'm seeing now is the pictures from the wedding.
Maybe the, like, thing itself is, like, not important, you know, according to Facebook.
Facebook is the worst.
Yeah, it seems like I'm, like, past it now.
Everyone should be using...
No, all right, let's go to Emma.
I can't even, like, bring myself to say Google Plus.
Dude, come on.
It's, I mean, a quality website.
Better, but it just never worked, you know?
Yeah, probably therefore it's
porn
wasn't
as good on Google Plus.
What?
Probably because porn wasn't as good on Google Plus.
What? As opposed to Facebook?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is porn on Facebook?
Oh my god, Emma's, I'm just like, I'm still in February, Jesus Christ. No, because you know how they say that porn is why VHS beat Betamax, and porn is why DVD beat Blu-ray or whatever?
I've never heard that before.
That's a reference. I mean, I've maybe heard the VHS one. I don't know that I heard it about Blu-ray. Okay, well, cool. I see.
Yeah, but you guys didn't get the joke, so never mind.
Yeah,
wait, where's the porn on Facebook, though?
Everywhere.
Yeah, you just have to
What pages do you follow?
Vince, you just have to be sexually attracted to, you know, travel photos.
Okay, here's some of Emma's wedding.
Okay, you're getting close, sounds like. I mean, worst comes to worst, you're just going to have to get married and find
out. Isn't there like a timeline on the side where you can click the year or whatever?
I can do like 2016 or whatever.
Is it in Roman numerals? Because you're a pirate?
The scrawlings from 2016. Top photos in the most posts with her husband. Checked in at 5 places. Made 30 new friends.
Dude, Vince, he was like almost there. Why did you?
No, it's okay. Wait. Okay, this should have it because this is everything she's tagged in with her husband. So they should both be tagged in it, in theory.
You would think.
Maybe, Ben, are you just not married on Facebook?
I think I am.
Have you never changed your status?
I think I did that.
Okay, well, I just went through all her wedding pictures.
Well, I'm going to find it.
Well, at least you got to experience a fun, exciting wedding through photos.
Oh, I'm going to find it.
My favorite thing to do.
You found it?
I'm going to find it.
And he's going to.
Yeah, but that won't help. We want to know what it's like in pirate mode.
Are you in pirate talk? Oh, I'm getting married this weekend! !!
Oh, Emma said that. Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't say when she changed her status to being married.
Oh my god.
Okay, I see love photos.
Can't come to your...
Do you think pirate mode, like, just gets rid of the marriage?
I actually think you might not be married on here.
Really?
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, Ben, get married!
I really don't want to log in, but...
Oh, no, wait, you are. I take it back. Yeah. You are. You've been married. You're married. I haven't scrolled.
Oh, wait, maybe I can just look at the relationship status, right?
But you want to find, like, the update, you know?
Yeah, the update's
right,
not
but maybe
it'll
say the same thing.
It just
maybe
says...
Maybe Facebook doesn't think it's important.
There's a bunch of photos from your wedding, and then there's a photo...
Yeah, it just says married under your relationship status.
There's a bunch of photos of your wedding, and then there's a bunch of photos of fried Oreos.
Yeah, that was
before. I think those status updates don't last that long. I don't think they're, like, permanently on your wall.
That's stupid.
Why, though? That seems like...
I mean, do you really want to have, like, go back and be looking, like, 5 years and see, like, all the people you were in relationships with?
I don't want to see anything. Like, the whole thing is a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just a post that, like, it shows up for, like, but then it's not, like, on your wall for a long time, you know?
Oh, what? Okay.
Stupid.
I'm not convinced that is good, but or like makes sense.
Like, do I know anyone who got married like extremely recently?
Yeah, that's the question.
You know, maybe Google will have the answer.
All right.
How does marriage show up?
Okay, I think you need to make a Google Plus account and then get married and then see how it looks on there. But don't forget to turn on pirate mode.
Yeah, this did not work out. This Google search. Okay, Colors, the first result. Marriage, colon, how does yours measure to pirate treasure?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Guess I have to click it, huh? There's some incredibly creepy Facebook searches you didn't know were dot, dot, dot.
That's very misleading. I want to file a class action lawsuit against them.
This is some blog or something stupid.
Well, yeah, obviously. So you, okay, I thought you were Googling for what happens to the, like, marriage update on your Facebook feed, but no, it turns out you're Googling
that's
for
straight for the answer.
Yeah. But that's not good.
I Googled, how does marriage show up on pirate Facebook?
You sound like an insane person.
Yeah, I didn't get any answers to that question.
Do you guys remember, like, 11 years ago when AOL accidentally released all those, like, search histories by accident? Anyway, if you don't, that website, Something Awful, if you remember that one from 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They did, like, a whole funny thing on that I was just remembering recently for some reason. So I went on there and read them all again. They're really funny if you've never read those. So that's my recommendation. Tune in 2028 to see how I feel about, you know, whatever song Drake puts out this year. So, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Have you found anything?
Well, Diane posted some photos from a bridal shower. I'm wondering if I can find the bride and maybe she'll have just changed her status.
No, that just happened. I mean, like, the wedding hasn't happened yet.
Who do I know that got married? I don't know anybody.
Ben, I think what's going to have to happen, I think you're going to have to undo your Facebook marriage and then redo it.
Oh,
I think
man.
It's the only way for this to work.
I really don't.
Just renew your Facebook vows.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that.
It's our 1.3-year anniversary.
Oh, wait. No. He's not even married. What the fuck?
Wait, no, I guess it's almost 1.5.
Whatever. Wait, maybe Paul's will still show up. He doesn't do a lot on Facebook either.
Is that right? Yeah, maybe. Like,
if that was even longer ago.
That one's from February 20th.
Do you know anyone who got engaged? What's the icon for that?
I think that's also a ring.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Maybe the marriage one is something else. I don't know.
What else would it be, though?
Okay, well, I found the pictures of his wedding.
Flowers.
I think that announcement doesn't even last for like a week.
Yeah, Facebook is bad. Can we all just agree? It's not useful for anything.
No, I gotta find out what it's... Pirate Talk is pretty hilarious. The you know, like the new, how you can do like the wow and the love and whatever?
Yeah.
Right? So like is R. Heart is warms me cockles. The laughing face is yo ho ho. The wow face is shiver me timbers. The crying face is feeling like taking a walk on the plank with a bottle of rum.
That's pretty long.
And the angry face of the vast. Oh, I got it. Okay, I found it.
Oh, my God.
On Paul's.
Okay, so it lasts less.
It's not a ring. I think the ring is engaged. It's a. It's like a little picture of a man in a tux and a woman with...
Oh, okay.
Wow, really heteronormative.
Well,
a little woman with like a... With like,
they probably have a separate one for gay marriages.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. So you guys want to know what it is?
Yeah.
You said it was a guy in a tux.
It's anchored... Ter scallywag. So anchored T-E-R scallywag.
Okay.
Okay.
So Tanya's anchored to scallywag Paul.
Okay, but what about engaged?
On that.
Wait, were you guys there when we went to Pirates Tavern?
Yes.
I was there for one of the times. I think it was the time.
I've only been there once, but...
Didn't we just go in and then leave?
That's like everyone's favorite episode of Bar Rescue.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot they were on it.
I don't think I was there with you guys. No, maybe I was. Yeah, I was there because Montes really wanted to go there. That's why we went.
Always really wanted to go there. Didn't it burn down or something?
No, the good bar burned down.
Yeah, I know that, but...
Yeah, so Quarry House burned down, and now it's in the space of Pirate's Tavern.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, what happened to Pirate's Tavern? They just went out of business, or what?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, it was just terrible.
Dude, pirates can't go into business with each other.
Yeah, that's true. They're too, they're too untrustworthy.
All right, when did Paul get engaged?
Oh my god.
I remember the post, because there was like a whole big post about it, because there was a whole story about like the lighthouse and stuff.
The lighthouse?
Here it is. It's just his portrait.
How did you find that so quickly?
Well, it's just his profile picture.
Oh.
And it just has him holding the ring on his finger.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, wait, here, I got it.
Wow.
Oh, this one's really boring.
He
said yes! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah, but what does the pirate thing say?
That's what it is.
No. That was what Tanya said.
No, it has a ring, and then under it, it says he said yes.
I'm pretty sure that was what Tanya said.
I thought that's what it was, too.
Maybe you can
make it custom. No, maybe you can customize it.
Maybe. Seems like I should know this.
Because they would not have the default be, he said yes. That doesn't apply to that many situations.
Oh, I get it, because you got engaged.
It applies to this. I mean, how many situations does Anchor Terskalliwag apply to? This situation.
Everyone. No, it applies to everyone. Okay, wait. So, but Pauls are staying up here for a long time. So that brings up another question.
None of these questions matter.
Right? It's just like this hole is just getting deeper and deeper.
Maybe did I like not approve them to show on my timeline or something?
Oh, that's probably it. Go do that.
I feel like I would have done that though.
Just don't.
No, you wouldn't. You don't know how to do that.
Maybe I don't know how to do that.
I don't think you did. Yeah. I don't know how all this other stuff ended up on your timeline.
Yeah. Yo, if you guys have never been to faceb.com, that's pretty good.
Faceb?
Hey, when did you get engaged?
May 30th or 31st, 2014.
I'm in July
2014 right now. Here's June.
Ooh, guys, Montes Vidutis.
Someone said congrats. Invited me to Blake's
new page. His new page.
Wait, you were with Vince June 6th.
Wait a second. This does go even deeper than we thought.
Oh, okay, I got the engaged. I got the pirate engaged. Because you were somehow engaged on Facebook but not married. It's as, which is apostrophe A-S, been tied up to. Wait, so the other one is tied up with and this is has been tied up to? This is very ambiguous here. Has been tied up to Scallywag Ben Strauss.
I see.
And the picture is you guys on the jungle jib and you look like you're in high school.
Why do I look like I'm in high school?
I don't know. It looks like an old picture. It looks like a very high school picture. I don't know. Just look at it yourself. Jesus.
So, like, boats in pirate talk? Like,
tied up with?
They're getting tied up with each other. They're getting anchored and shit. Like, just boats.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's the stuff that boats do.
Wait.
That's the stuff that boats do.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly.
Okay, so I'm scrolling through right now, and I don't see it
do that too.
On my wall.
Wait, what are you looking for?
Like, to approve the thing to show on my timeline.
God.
No, there's something where you go, and it just has all the stuff you're supposed to approve.
God.
Don't look on... Dude, it's not going to be on your wall if you haven't approved it to be on your wall. All right, here's what you got to do.
I thought it should be on my wall at least, like to me, like I should see it.
No. Okay, Quickwit says home port.
Port? Home port.
No.
What are you about?
Actually, okay. I'm not sure where you're supposed to do this.
Okay, I clicked. I clicked play.
Look where it says room. Today and years past.
What
or where
that?
It says Captain's Log.
No.
Shenanigans. Wait, what are events called? Oh, yeah, Grogfest. I think George really liked this.
What? Okay, I'm going. All right. Okay, wait. Update info? No.
No. I think it only shows up when you have things to do.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's Logo Adventures.
My God.
Oh, okay, I found it.
Timeline settings.
No. So you have to go. Okay, so look at the top right. Do you see that little drop down thing?
Yeah, the arrow.
Yeah, the arrow down.
Yeah.
And then there's like a few different categories.
Uh-huh.
The bottom category, the top one for me says Log of Adventures, and then yeah. Each captain's log choices,
it's activity
settings,
log.
And abandoned ship. Okay, activity log. Yeah, go to activity log.
Yeah, all right.
And then the second one,
timeline
red
review.
One or red. Yeah.
Okay, no items to review.
Okay, well, shit. I mean, wait, are we allowed to curse on this show?
I told the
did,
children
so
to go out of the
couple
room.
Couple times. Well, yeah.
All right, yeah, I guess that's true. I cursed on the voicemail, too.
Yeah, please. You did.
I didn't expect you guys to listen to that. In live time.
Yeah, why?
I thought you guys were just going to assume that you're going to turn your ears off when you played it, when you I called in.
My ears.
Turn
oh,
your
wow.
ears off.
I see what you're saying about Montas having a page.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I just got invited to like it.
That's like we all
probably
do.
Probably going to ignore that. No, I just saw it on
I liked it, but like, why does he get to go all over the world?
Yeah, that's the question.
Because he has skills that have been deemed valuable by the free market.
Wow.
True.
Why is he smiling so much in this picture?
Oh yeah, that's weird.
I've never seen him do that.
Why is he smiling so much in any picture?
Yeah. What is he wearing on his wrist?
Watch.
All no, the other wrist.
Which picture are you looking at?
Is like
oh, the snowboarding one?
No, the like the like profile photo of his new page.
You guys remember when there was that website where it wasn't a website, it was like a phone number. You could
you
call the phone number and they would tell them like it was supposed to be like for blind people, so you tell them a website to go to and then they would read it to you. Called like Read the Internet.
What? No, that sounds awesome.
Well, that's
no,
what you guys
like,
are doing
you can
right
turn
now.
Turn that on your computer.
What?
No, okay.
You can't see his wrist on the profile picture.
The one where it's like stones, like he's in a cave.
I have to fucking look at this shit now.
I'm not talking about the mountain where he's not in it at all.
No, the profile picture is him with like those blue glasses.
Not his profile picture, the page, his new page.
Oh, I thought I was on the page, but I'm not. I'm on his profile. Okay, that's why. Yes, I see.
So can you answer my...
It's like a bracelet.
It looks like an... It's like a dinosaur thing.
It's a dinosaur thing?
I don't know. My friend had one of those that was like dinosaurs. I don't know if his is.
What do you mean bracelet. It's like dinosaurs?
It's just like little dinosaurs on like a yellow bracelet.
Oh, so it's just a bracelet with dinosaurs on it.
Yeah, you know, dinosaur.
Okay, I guess I'll accept that as an answer.
Alright, well, the Facebook Settings Tech Support podcast has been very enthralling, but some of us need to log off.
All right. this is why we don't have you on the show. To answer your your earlier question from when you called in.
What was my question? Oh, why don't you have me on the show?
You know, he's so mean all the time.
To answer your question.
Wait, you guys were the ones who wanted to know all that pirate stuff.
I don't know if that's right. Vince is playing us off. Well, I humbly accept this 101st episode of the Ben and Vince Show on behalf of Ben and Vince everywhere.
Cool.
And, accept it?
Yeah, and if my kids are watching this, you go to sleep, you guys. It's too late.
Go to the playground. Take your dad to the playground so he can review it.
I really want to go to any playground.
Oh, that's why you need kids.
Yeah, that's right.
The playgrounds.
Yeah, I think that might be my only option at this point. Supposedly they have playgrounds for adults, but like that sounds terrible. That's not what I want.
No.
Make sure your kids know the rubric.
What does that mean?
So that they can because you're not going to be going on the slides yourself.
Okay.
You can look.
What do you mean by rubric?
So when you're reviewing the playgrounds, you need them to know the rubric so they can grade them properly.
Oh, okay. It's not that formal, you know? It's more like the guy from Mr. Robot, you know? It's about emotions.
Yeah, but how can you... You're going to have some way to translate what your kids are saying about the slide, because you're not going to be going down the slide. So how are you going to know?
Just look at it.
We might use English to translate.
I think rubric is the best way to go about it.
I'm sticking with rubric.
Do you guys remember what Ben Katosky's house review website was supposed to be called?
Planet Katosky. No, that was his...
No, that's right. You're right.
No, yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Where he just reviews the fronts of houses, right?
Yeah, just the outsides. Yeah, no, I was going to say, Planet Katosky, but then I thought that was the Chipotle review website, but no.
No, that was...
Rate My Chipotle.
Planet Moomaw.
Well, a.k.a. Planet Moomaw, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
You guys remember, you're Sam. Welcome. Thanks for calling me when I was in the middle of something.
Yeah, you seem really busy right now.
Well, I was supposed to be doing stuff, but it's okay. I can just do it now.
Cool.
All right. See everyone later.
Here's my question. Can I be host again?
Let's leave that as a cliffhanger.
I feel like I've shown that emotional outburst was a one-time thing.
Listen, we're going to keep your application on file, and if, something should happen to Ben, maybe, then, we'll be in touch.
If any positions open up, by one of the hosts falling into a bottomless pit or something.
I mean, I could all just be a co-host. I don't need to be a host.
No, we are already co-hosts. We are co-hosts.
We're senior co-hosts.
That's right.
Yeah, can I be like an associate co-host?
Maybe. You have to pass the bar all right. First.
Okay. Hey, do you guys want to be my references?
Yeah, sure. I did that. I was a reference for Vince once.
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
Oh yeah, I was a reference.
Right. Vince, do you want to be my reference?
And then I tried, and then again another time, but then they never called me. So I guess it went really well.
Great. Okay, well, I guess let me know if you guys are out sick or something. Yeah.
A sub
co-host, if you will.
All right, we will do that.
Or what was it? Super titles? Yeah. Yes. Let me know if you need a super co-host. Could you have a superstitute?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't have the answer.
I mean, I guess the substitute is the substitute for the superstitute, right?
Something like that.
The superstitute is like the principal.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, is this anything like superstition? Is it superstitute?
Substitution. What's a substitution?
Yeah, what's a substitution?
That's like where the power gets converted to your house or whatever.
Or what about our superstitution? Superstitution.
Yeah, that's what like I said. If you
let's just that's superstitute.
That's like if you replace all the players except for one.
Oh, replace all the what?
Like, you know, in a soccer game, if like you know, Cristiano Ronaldo is doing really well, and I just leave him in there and put in, take everyone else out and swap them.
Superstitution.
Yeah.
Superstitution.
Now I know who's on fantasy
Look,
soccer.
Vince,
roster.
I gotta say, your jokes tonight have been super par.
Yeah.
But that's
bad.
That makes sense.
No, that's good.
No, because golf.
Golf.
Below par.
What subpar is bad? Super par would be good.
Well, that's confusing.
No, golf.
It is. Well, I mean, you know, let's ask Donald Trump about it. He seems to know a lot about golf.
Yeah, let's talk to that guy. Let's have him on the podcast. Call in.
Well, if you're listening, 862-234-0491.
I know he loves to watch SNL.
Awaiting
so,
your call.
Yeah.
Or
and
just
I know
tweet
he loves,
about it.
Yeah. I know he loves...
Yeah, we should have him on to do an Alec Baldwin impression.
That's kind of like a super impression, if you think about it. Or a...
It's an unpression.
Let's not think about it.
But if you do think about it, we'll never know.
So, ending the show for real this time.
Okay, cool. I'll see you guys.
All right,
thanks
for
after
listeners.
Like, I see you now, and then I'll see you later as well.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start doing that this year. Bye, listeners.
Is that a new thing? Yeah. Catchphrase?
Yeah.
I think I've heard it before.
Keep it fresh. Alright.
Okay,
bye.
I'm hanging up. I mean, I'm walking out. I'm storming out of the studio.
Yeah.
You're in the studio. You're on the phone.
Oh, I thought... Yeah, right. Okay, that's right. I'm hanging up the phone and I'm storming out of the room that I'm in because I'm so, you know, distressed.
It's like, dude, what the hell's going on?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Good night.